more severe weather. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Tens of millions of people in the central U.S. under severe weather threats. Some could see large hail, damaging winds, plenty of rain. Rich Bond at the National Weather Service is worried about flooding.
There is a increasing risk for flash flooding, especially from the southeastern portion of Kansas, southwest Missouri, through about the eastern half of Oklahoma into North Texas. Along some of these places, we could be seeing rainfall at the rate of 2.5 inches per hour.
Tornadoes have been spotted today so far in Oklahoma, Texas, and in Kansas. Twisters tore up parts of Iowa and Nebraska yesterday. Hundreds of homes were damaged, but officials say while there were some injuries, nobody was killed. Former President Trump's business records trial is on a break for the weekend after three witnesses, including former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Fox's C.B. Cotton is in Manhattan.
Friday was another day of witness testimony, and we watched as Trump's defense team tried to paint this picture to the jury that Trump was not a part of a scheme to protect his 2016 presidential campaign from bad press. The defense team tried to poke holes in the credibility of ex-media mogul David Pecker. Pecker, one of the prosecution's key witnesses, wrapped up 4 days of testimony this week. Pecker said his company paid $150,000 to silence former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal to keep her from saying she had an affair with Trump, something Trump denies.
The trial is scheduled to resume on Tuesday. 3M is recalling approximately 40,000 noise-reducing earmuffs that could crack, and that could lead to potential overexposure of loud sounds. The 3M Peltor X4 earmuffs were sold nationwide, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hamas has released a new hostage video showing two hostages who were kidnapped during the October 7th terror attacks, including Israeli-American Keith Siegel. Speaking presumably under duress, he urges the Israeli government to negotiate a hostage release deal. The anti-Israel protest at Columbia University continues as Jewish students there say they feel unsafe, as Fox's Steve Harrigan reports.
Four different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Protests at other colleges across the country are being broken up by local police, some universities threatening to suspend students. Protesters have turned out outside the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner this evening to be headlined by President Biden.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.